Hello, sports fans. Welcome to a podcast debriefing a spring training game today in Dunedin, Florida, involving the Toronto Blue Jays and the Atlanta Braves. This is Phil Jones, live here in Tampa. We've all come back from the event. It was a real unique experience. And we have a piece that's going to be coming out soon for the East York Observer on the fan experience at the game. Now, me personally, Jays fan for years. I'm from Toronto. I've been to plenty of games in Toronto and a few other ballparks, but had never attended spring training live, so it was a first for me, and it was quite a unique event. Good to see lots of support for the Blue Jays down in Dunedin. Beautiful field down there, and obviously the weather was ideal for the game. The game itself had a lot of twists and turns and some unique fan moments that our various journalists will talk about. For me, I was sitting up around the 200 level watching the game, taking it in, and there was two gentlemen in front of me, very amusing, and they were getting their heckles on, which was unique to see. And afterwards, I had a chance to talk to two of the guys. They were the Campbell brothers. They're from Allura, Ontario. And these two guys were absolute characters. And it was such a unique moment to talk to them after. Their story was something else, because one of the brothers, Steve, was actually a dog sled guide in Alberta. And he had met this couple that were from the Florida area. And the couple had mentioned to him in a whim, hey, if you're ever around Dunedin, you can come check out a Blue Jay game, as you would in politeness. Now, these two Campbell brothers actually took this couple up on their offer, and they heard about this on the Wednesday. 2 days later, booked their flight and showed up at this couple's home. The couple themselves, apparently the guy was, he was an artist of sorts, a musical artist playing some country music, has a song, you can look it up on YouTube, called Florida Man, and he's been down there with his wife for years. And these two characters, the Campbell brothers, show up at their front door, obviously stay with them for the night and then go to the ball game today. They're in town again for tomorrow. The Jays are playing against the Twins. And just making a decision on a whim like that to come down was just such a unique story to see that live and to talk to these two guys, Steve and Craig Campbell, very entertaining characters from Allura, Ontario, now living in Alberta. Definitely going to follow up with them at some point and ideally have a piece out on this experience. Now, that was my take from the game, meeting two unique fans that made a decision like that on a real whim. Talking to some of the other journalists that were with us today from the East York Observer, we have Andrew Bottomley, who was here. And Andrew, any takes today from the fan experiences from what you saw from your first spring training game?
Well, I kind of thought it was interesting the variety of fans that we were seeing there. There was a couple who's been going there for 16 years. There was an older couple that have been going there for 25 years. And then there was even a newer father-daughter who had just started watching the Blue Jays since last year, and already they're back together watching a spring training game. So I thought that was kind of interesting. There was also an older gentleman who had, it was either 12 or 14 grandchildren that he was there to pick up souvenirs for, and I think his biggest souvenir that he wanted to get was to give Donaldson his daughter's hand in marriage.
Amazing.
So I don't know how that's going to work out for him, but that's why he's there.
For sure. It seemed there's quite a few female fans that have taken a shine to local Florida boy, Mr. Josh Donaldson, that were down there.
There were. He was the big fan favorite when I was asking who the favorite player was for the Jays. A lot of Josh Donaldson. It probably has something to do with that MVP he won
quite the season, for sure. Excellent. And also at the game, taking his first spring training game, was Kyle Cantlin, who was there live in person. Kyle, any thoughts, observations from the fan experience?
Personally, I was my first time being down there for the spring. I've been to tons of Jays in Toronto and all that, but my first time being down here for the spring, the crowd was a lot bigger than I expected. The atmosphere was a lot more rowdy and bumping than I expected. And it was great to see. You could tell how hungry the fans are for baseball to get going again. You could tell how excited people get for these games, especially the people that live down here. A lot of the snowbirds from Canada taken in the game. I actually met three separate groups of people from my hometown, Barrie, Ontario, which is pretty crazy. It's about 2,000 miles from Dunedin, Florida.
Shout out to Barrie, Ontario.
Yeah, shout out to my home. So yeah, that was great. Just seeing actually how genuinely excited everyone there seemed to be made the atmosphere really cool, something that I haven't really seen before.
Yeah, I found there was a lot of American Blue Jay fans there as well. A couple people from New York cheering for the Blue Jays, which
strange.
Is kind of shocked to hear.
Actually, that's right. I did meet a couple from Rochester that were down there, and they had the wife and kid. And when I brought up the fact that we're cheering for the Yankees or Mets, he gave me a big Boo Yankees, which was unique. And he also supported the Toronto Maple Leafs, which was quite unique, being from Rochester, New York. So it's definitely definitely Jays fans even south of the border too, which was unique to see. Another journalist on site was Alex Arthur, taking his first spring training game. Alex, thoughts, observations on the fan experience?
Well, the atmosphere at the Diamond, it was great. You know, at the stadium, there are a lot of fans there. It's pretty much a sold-out house. I think 4,700 out of a complete 5,000 seats were, you know, occupied for the game. So that was great. I've lived in Florida in the past, and, you know, I definitely wasn't surprised by the mature clientele, that there were a lot of, you know, older people in the crowd. But I definitely was surprised by how many of them were actually Jays fans and the support that the Jays still had. You know, obviously, you know, it being Florida and it being spring training, like Kyle said, a lot of snowbirds were in town for the game. But I was still a bit surprised at just by how much fan base and how much support that the Jays do have in Florida when they come down for spring training. It's definitely, you know, you can see how it sets the tone for the season. So that was a good experience. Like most people, I did meet a lot of Donaldson fans that, you know, a lot of people were anticipating Donaldson, but a lot of people wanted to see Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
For sure.
And I mean, that was great to see. You know, Jose's been in the media for all the wrong reasons, it seems, lately. A lot of salary talk and that jazz going on with Jose going on during, you know, preseason camp, sort of, you know. It might be a little bit of a media stab for a story, but nonetheless, I mean, you know, he's been shown in a bit of a negative light due to his salary negotiation. So it was great to hear that the fans actually wanted to see him, you know, out there and performing. Obviously, he didn't, but, I mean, nonetheless, it was great just to see that support for him from the fan base. And also another little bit of a shocker is that, you know, when you look at it geographically, Atlanta's a lot closer to Florida than Toronto is. And I mean, the fan ratio, I would say, is probably 12-1 for the Jays. So, you know, being, you know, I'm a bandwagon Jays fan myself. I got on the wagon last year when they went on that amazing playoff run. So to come to another country and see the support for Canada's only team in another country that has 30 teams to choose from, I was definitely surprised by that. And I, you know, I loved it. I loved, you know, being a Torontonian. It made me proud.
For sure. It definitely is their home field. But without a doubt, it's a great take on it. And one more thing I wanted to add, though, we actually talked to a similar couple. You were taking some photographs there while you were there. It was a grandpa and grandma combo. They had grandpa and grandma on the back of their jersey. It was actually Diana and Gary Gibson, the Gibsons, a really lovely couple. And I remember you taking some photos. Do you remember anything from your discussion with them?
Well, first off, let me say they're two lovely people.
For sure.
Lovely couple. They're going on 50 years together, and they've actually been together for 48 years. And, you know, they had these custom Blue Jays jerseys on. They had the number 05 on the back. I'm not sure the significance of the number 05, but Mr. Gibson, he had a grandpa on the back of his jersey, and Mrs. Gibson, she had grandma on the back of her jersey. So with the combo that they had going on, they were definitely, you know, they won cutest couple of the day. So,
oh, for sure.
You know, they were sweet to talk to. You know, they, you know, lovely people, you know, just gave me everything that I asked for. I wanted a quick picture. I snapped a picture of the jersey, snapped a picture, you know, face to face with them holding hands. And it was just a beautiful scene because, you know, it is just a sports preseason game, but you could feel the love in the air.
For sure.
And not just from the Gibsons, but a lot of the people that were there. They were coming in big groups, you know, usually definitely with it being preseason and it not being an actual season game. It's not Toronto where, you know, you're struggling with scalpers to get a ticket or get a seat.
Yeah.
So, you know, with people just having that opportunity to come to the game so freely, you could just feel like the genuine love for the game, the love for the family that was in the air. And I mean, it definitely created a great atmosphere there at the stadium today. So I was definitely impressed by my first spring training game that I've seen with the Jays.
Amazing. Loving baseball, always a great story.
There's one thing that it's great to see they haven't changed is the prices at the concession concession stand were the exact same as they are in Toronto. So it's good to see that they kept that up for the fans' sake.
Well, actually, that's the beers weren't $12 there, Kyle. The beer...
They were close.
$7 sodas. Chamber of Commerce in Dunedin needs to get paid.
Can't forget that exchange rate either.
Yeah, it's a good level of revenue for sure. There was actually talk at one point that they may move to Palm Beach, but hopefully it stays here in Dunedin. Obviously, the talk of the stadium not being up to date and whatnot. From a fan's perspective, the seats themselves were a tiny bit uncomfortable. That's the only negative I had.
Being 6'4", I definitely agree. I was having some knee issues, but nonetheless, it was a great game.
Still a highly recommended experience if you're a Jays fan to come down to Dunedin and check out a game. And also, we had with us as well, Brendan. Brendan, anything you want to add from your time at the ballpark today?
I thought that the game was great. There was lots of great fan interactment. For one, you mentioned the Campbell brothers. They were very interactive with the game. Lots of fans there. Lots of families coming down for their first time. I even met one elderly gentleman from Alberta. He came down for his first time. He told me he's been a fan for a long time, many, many years. And he just hadn't really taken the opportunity to come down, and he figured, well, I'm retired now, I figure I'll just come down, I'm getting older, might as well come down and see them when I can. I met a woman from BC. She was just completely in love with the Blue Jays. She has season tickets to the Blue Jays minor league team, the Vancouver Canadiens. She goes and watches them all the time. She came down for the first time. And yeah, I noticed there's a lot of first timers coming out. And I guess that has a lot to do with a lot of fans really getting excited about the Jays now, especially after last season.
For sure. Well, that AL East championship, that banner, will definitely increase some enthusiasm in the Jaybirds. Yeah, it was definitely an entertaining game as far as the game was concerned. The Jays do play again tomorrow. They're up against the Minnesota Twins. Well, from the Campbell brothers to the Gibsons to the Wilsons to the legions of Donaldson fans that were there at the ballpark. Definitely
a very Ontario.
Very Ontario, very unique experience. If you ever get the chance, highly recommend from five people that were here live on top of all the other reporters we were down here with. It's definitely an experience you should go and check out. Stories can be found from this event at the East York Observer. And as far as we're concerned, I think that's wrapping things up for this podcast. Thank you for listening, and go Jays.
One, two, three, strike you out at the old.